Okay, let's get started.
Wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode 34 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com, and with me via Skype from Melbourne once again, Shelton Muller. How are you?
Good morning. Apart from a bit of a sniffle, I'm fine, so I will be sniffing during this podcast. My apologies to everybody.
Now with extra sniffle.
Now, well, in Melbourne, we're used to it, of course, because Melbourne is known as the city of four seasons in one day. So,
yeah, exactly.
We've had a bit of that recently because, as you'd know, we're getting into winter down here.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. But I actually came back from Sydney from the Photo Expo, the Photo Imaging World Expo in Sydney.
Man, that was so good.
It was, and we caught up and had a coffee, didn't we, mate? It was good.
Yep.
But it was good, and it was nice to see so many positive things, positive feelings within the industry, and nice to see, everybody still up and moving forward. But, of course, somebody shared the love with me and gave me whatever virus or germs, whatever they wanted to spread around. So that was such was the case. We all love each other so much in this fraternity that we shared the love. And I don't know, I've got to give it to somebody if I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to pay it forward.
Pass it on, yeah.
But no, it was great. It was really nice to see. And one, of course, of the things that we all caught up with was the Australian Industry Institute of Professional Photography judging. And I was really happy to just be able to catch up with a few minutes of that, whereby, you know, some of Australia's top photographers in the AIPP judge the work of others for the sake of, you know, winning awards and Australian Photographer of the Year and that kind of thing. And there was a very large display of images, both from amateur and professional photographers there, which has given me the impetus to do today's podcast,
right?
Having seen some of the images there, so if moving right along, I just thought that today what I'd talk about is spontaneity in people pictures.
Oh, okay.
Well, a lot of you probably saw a lot of the photographs there too,
yeah.
And a lot of the images that were presented by enthusiasts from local camera clubs were of people,
yes,
but they were fairly staid, fairly posed, fairly empty sort of portraits of people. And I'm sorry if that offends anyone who might be listening to this podcast who had images up there, but I'm probably not talking about yours. I am talking about the other persons, and so don't take offense. But capturing the image of a person is something we spend a lot of our time as photographers doing. People are the most, let's face it, the most complex and the most fascinating subject on the planet, really.
Yeah.
Especially, I'm talking about complex, especially if you're the female of the species, you're 10 times as complex as us blokes. But capturing the essence, the soul of a person is very, very difficult sometimes. And there are certain ways that we can do that. I think it's important to try, unless, of course, it's a formal portrait, we have to sort of contrive something. But even then, there should be some element of reality, of capturing the essence or the soul or the real nature of a person rather than contriving too much. If you're in a wedding or portrait situation, getting the couple in a wedding to do something together. I've often whispered to the groom, look, just when I'm about to take a picture, stick your finger in her ribs and tickle her, or bite her on the neck or whatever, and you get so many great things that happen. He knows what's going on, but she doesn't. Sometimes you get, you know, you get really great spontaneous shots. In a portrait, sometimes it's good to remove yourself from the camera and just talk to the subject, and you can get some really great portraits of people doing, you know, unexpected things between shots. Of course, you're actually taking shots, but they think it's between. I remember Lord Lichfield, when he was doing royal photographs of, I think it was Charles and Diana's wedding in the early 80s, he actually would set his camera up so that it would take a series of photographs, and he would set up a group, very staid, very formal British portrait of the family on the wedding day, and he would take the official photograph, and then straight after, within a second or two after they thought the photo had been taken, everyone would just relax and interact, turn and smile to one another or laugh because they'd, you know, been standing there and they had, you know, they had to scratch something and couldn't because he was taking a picture, and they'd laugh to each other, and that was the better picture of the two by far, because it showed that they were people, you know, that they weren't this bunch of unreal human beings, that they were people and they did share and they did interact, and that made so much of an impression on me. And there's different ways of achieving these photographs, and it can be in a portrait session, a wedding photography session, or when you're traveling and you want to capture something photojournalistic, a social comment. There are two kind of approaches, and I'll break them down basically into telephoto, and wide angle. Naturally, we're referring to the kinds of lenses we're going to use, but each will yield its own distinct kind of photograph. Telephoto is the most common way, and I think if we think of candid photography, we are usually considering the use of long lenses. We feel that we have to remove ourselves from the subject, hide somewhere, and take photographs. And that's right, absolutely we can. So in the telephoto process, you'd use a fixed telephoto lens maybe, or a nice zoom lens. I would prefer something like, personally, an 80 to 200 or its equivalent 2.8. And I like the 2.8 because of its minimal depth of field. Now, I know these lenses are more expensive, but if this is the kind of photography you're going to do, these kind of lenses really work well to capture the subject, to remove all distracting elements due to its minimal depth of field, and also because you're using a longer lens, you'll have a faster shutter speed to work with, and not everybody stands in the most brilliant of light. So the faster the aperture, really, the better the advantages are for candid photography. Now, you don't need to be overtly surreptitious or inconspicuous because you're usually standing some distance, but there's something conspicuous about a photographer standing on the street with a long lens pointing at you. I still would prefer and I've done this many times when I've taken photo tours into other countries, to stand behind something, to be among a group of people, to be perhaps, you know, in a doorway, something like that, that keeps me out of sight, keeps me inconspicuous, and I'm able to, you know, take photographs. The advantage with using a telephoto lens is that you can continue to take pictures as long as the situation you're photographing remains, as long as you're comfortable doing so. And the advantage there is, of course, you can take the photographs that matter. Getting it right first time, which is something I'm going to talk about in a minute, with the other technique can be very difficult, and you know require some level of mastery that telephoto lens photography doesn't necessarily. Things to watch out for, of course, are camera shake. You keep your shutter speed up, and again, that's why I mention a lens like an 80 to 200 2.8, because you do have a faster shutter speed, and you can continue to take photographs, without worrying too much about camera shake. Also, the 200 focal length, I find, especially with a 1.5 magnification on a digital camera, is excellent. Gives you the old 35 mil equivalent of a 300 2.8, and that's just
awesome,
fabulous. Yeah, so you've got a really great combination there. The wide-angle approach is a style developed by men like Henri Cartier-Bresson, who was a master of capturing the moment. And these men used, these Leica rangefinders, which you couldn't use long lenses with, simply because, of course, it was a rangefinder camera. They did have telephoto lenses, like 90mm lenses, for portraiture and that kind of thing, but not really that great for candid work, simply because of the nature of shooting with a rangefinder and trying to get everything done very quickly. So men like Henri Cartier-Bresson were compelled to use these cameras because they were small, they were lightweight, sharp, fast-reacting cameras for their time. And they were compelled to use these cameras with wide-angle lenses and still capture candid images of people. And if you have a look at the work of men like Henri Cartier-Bresson and a lot of photographers of his time, including photojournalists and war photographers like Robert Capa and W. Eugene Smith, these men had to use these rangefinder cameras and got fabulous photographs of people who didn't know they were being photographed. Now, how did they do that? You can imagine a wide-angle lens, you've got to be fairly close to the subject. You'd be right there, almost on top of them. Well, these cameras were small, and they were silent, and and the photographers behind them were masters of what they did. So these men would preset their cameras, focus, exposure, depth of field, and they would be ready to walk into a situation or up to a situation and take a photograph that retained their, and still be inconspicuous. So they would, perhaps one of the techniques that they often used was to have the subject offset, so that the camera actually looked like it was pointing past the people. And that's the advantage of wide-angle photography. I've done it myself, but with an SLR. My Tamron 11-18 has come in very handy for doing candid photographs of people because your lens is so wide, you actually got the person off to the side, but you're pointing past them. And they don't think they're in the photograph at all, but they are. And that's actually, they most certainly are. And what you've done is actually created some sweeping contextual candid portrait of people as they are just going about their business. And you can do that very successfully with a compact digital camera. In fact, recently I got hold of the Ricoh GR Digital, which is a great camera, the equivalent of a 28mm lens on it, sharp as anything, 8 megapixel, and a really fabulous camera for this kind of work. The Ricoh GR Digital is designed really for photographers who love this kind of work. So there's that kind of approach where you are inconspicuous, or there's the what I call the Sorrel Wilby approach. And Sorrel Wilby is an Australian photographer. She was first put on the world scene by National Geographic about 20 years ago when she walked through the Himalayas and took some incredible photographs. She's a good friend of mine, and she's done a few books, including one called Images from the Wild Side. Now, her approach to getting people photographs is to actually put the camera down, introduce herself to the people, interact with them. This is while she may be traveling or on assignment. She was a presenter on a show here called Getaway, which was a travel program. And the nature of her personality, which was important, was that she would get in amongst it. She would meet the people, introduce herself, didn't speak the language, didn't matter. She'd work alongside them, washing their clothes, doing whatever they were doing. And then after a while, and the time would depend on how much time she had, she would then pull out the camera and say, "Do you mind if I take some photographs?" And people were so used to her by then that they just went along with what they were doing, and they'd laugh and have fun and play. And the photographs that she gets of people being themselves, even though they know she's there taking pictures, are proof that this kind of photography is often the best kind of people photography. If you get a chance to see any of her work, if you get hold of a book called Images from the Wild Side, you'll see exactly what I mean. So consider always when you're taking photographs of people, if you're doing a portrait, if you're doing something where you are, you have a formal setting, nonetheless, try and capture something spontaneous, something real about the people, because spontaneous and candid approaches to people photography are far more successful often than making sure that their pose is right, that their facial expression is right, that the lighting is perfect, that their fingers are properly extended the right way, all these stupid things that are not real. People are exactly that. They are people. And when we capture them, when we photograph them, we need to make sure that we've indicated to the people who are looking at this photograph that we've done our best to capture in that moment who that person is. It's hard to do, but a candid or spontaneous image of a person doing what they're doing, laughing, playing, doing whatever it is that reveals their personality is going to be far more successful, perhaps, in interesting the viewer than something formal and perfected and contrived that may be a lovely photograph but doesn't actually do much to stir the soul. So there's just a few ideas to help us make sure that our people photographs do exactly that, reveal the nature of the people we're photographing.
Fantastic. Thank you, Shelton.
My pleasure. Hope that helps. And thank you again, everyone, for all your emails. Really appreciate all your comments on last week's podcast about the panorama photography, and I appreciate you sending me your images through. Keep us up to date on anything you want to know, because that's what we're here for. And of course, may I just remind everyone that our Argentina tour for August is up and running. There are people coming, and we're off and going. If you wanted to go to my website, which is photographybyshelton.com, you can download a PDF from the news page, or of course audio2u.com. also, the information is there, isn't it, Bruce?
Absolutely.
So you can download that information. Doesn't matter what part of the world you're from, meet us in Argentina. We are going to have a ball.
Absolutely. And I would just like to remind people that there'll be no Shutters Inc. next week because I'll be in Vanuatu. But when I return, we shall have a good chat about it, and I'll hopefully have some great pictures to show you. And yeah, so we'll be back in a fortnight, so that'll be Sunday the 21st will be the next episode of Shutters Inc.
In the meantime, if you don't mind, Bruce, I'll post a couple of images on audio2u.com that reveal the differences between telephoto candid and wide-angle candid.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Send them up.
No worries.
That'll be great. Okay, and I'd just like to mention, of course, I'm still loving my Sennheiser CX300 earbuds. They're fantastic.
So,
anyone who's looking for some earbuds for mobile use, I definitely recommend them.
Mm.
Okay, mate. We'll talk with you in a fortnight.
Good on you, Bruce. Nice to talk to everyone and to you.
Okay, matey. Talk to you then.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audio2u.com. Audio2u delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable. You be the boss. boss. Hear what you want to hear
when you want to hear it.
Say, now that's a good idea.
AudioToYou.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control D to bookmark
AudioToYou.com.